Hi, my friends. Welcome to the Tarot and Akashic Energy Report for the week of Monday, April 22nd through to Sunday, April 28th. And boy, do we have a very succinct and clear message today. Now, this is a bit of a more robust reading, so it might go longer than usual. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I can keep it dialed into the typical, like, I don't know. It keeps creeping up towards 40 minutes, doesn't it? But you know what I mean? Under an hour. But just to forewarn you, we have 6 cards this week. Why? Because I really, really felt guided to pull 3 Oracle cards. It felt very important. And when I pulled the third one, I was like, of fucking course I did. From 3 different decks, mind you. I don't know. Anyways, just sometimes you get readings like with cards that are just so clear and specific that you could not possibly have orchestrated them if you had literally plucked the cards out yourself, like with all of them face up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, sometimes it's just crazy. Anyway, this is one of those times. So for the tarot, the typical tarot we have, the first card is the 8 of Cups in reverse, followed by the Sun, which is upright and radiating out right in the center. And then it is capped off by the Fool, another major arcana card. So the Sun is major arcana and the Fool is major arcana, but the Fool is in reverse. So right there, like those 3 cards alone have a very, very clear message. But then I pulled the Oracle card. The first one that I pulled was immerse yourself, which we have seen a little while ago, training, learning new hobbies and passions. And then I felt called to take out another of my 3 Rebecca Campbell Oracle decks and pull a card. And what I got was Akasha. And I'm not fucking joking. I knew that was the card. I knew that's why I had to pull from that deck, because I knew I was going to get Akasha. But, you know, I still had to go through the whole shuffling process and everything. But it's Akasha. Your guidance is divinely guided. And then I was like, there's still a third one. There's still a third one, and it's from the Starseed Oracle deck this time. So I pulled out that deck, went through my whole shuffling routine, and pulled out a card called Double Mission. Lightworker, Starseed, serve the world by being you. So let's get into the guidance. The 8 of Cups is in the suit of the psychic realm and the emotional realm. And normally in its upright position, it's talking about those painful times in life where you just have to cut your losses and walk away. And it's just hard. It's kind of like, I mean, it's like a breakup card, you know, it's painful. It's difficult. It doesn't feel great, but that is the only path forward, is to just cut our losses and walk away. So what does it mean to have it here in reversed? It means that we are avoiding doing that. We are not wanting to cut our losses. We're not wanting to let go of emotional pains. Okay. So it's not like it can be that you've broken up, but you haven't gotten over the person, just as an example. It doesn't have to be about breakups, but that's just the perfect sort of life scenario through which to articulate these energies. You know, you can walk away from something and you can like hold that pain for the rest of your life if you don't choose to let it go. And that's what the 8 of Cups is talking about. We're blocking ourselves by our unwillingness to let go of the emotional residue. The Sun is our first major arcana card, the first of 2 that's letting us know that this is a pretty big deal. This whole reading is a big deal, okay? The whole thing. Such a big deal that I'm also going to be sharing it elsewhere, even for people who have not subscribed specifically to the private podcast and to receiving these energy reports, because I can feel that this message is very, very, very important and needs to be broadcast more widely than to just you wonderful people who have signed up. I fucking love you. I'm so grateful to you. like love you so much. But the Sun card is telling us that this is very important. And it's also telling us that actually this is a beautiful time. Like the sun is shining on you, my friend, no matter how it feels, no matter how you perceive life to be going for you, actually, the sun is shining on you. Actually, this is a good, good, good time. And then the Fool card, which is also a major arcana card, normally it's talking about the thrilling step we must take when we are embarking upon a new adventure. And it's a big new adventure, not only a new chapter, but a whole new book, a whole new incarnation, like a whole new, you know, like to say it's a new chapter in life feels a little bit too small. The Fool energy is like, you are a character stepping into a whole new book now. The old book is closed and we're starting a whole new one. Now it's going to be a book in an ongoing series. It's the perfect kind of analogy to, or the perfect analogy to explain the Fool card is like when you are a soul embarking on a whole new incarnation. But of course, that's just an analogy. We are all alive right now and we are incarnated. So this isn't about a new incarnation. This is about a new, like really important phase of this current incarnation, which is part of a longer, continuous soul trajectory. But the Fool card is blocked. And what that means is that we are hesitating, and it's not rightly so. Everything in this reading, everything, like I totally understand why I was guided to pull all these oracle cards, because everything in this reading is indicating that the hesitation is not the vibe right now. There's no actual call or cause for the hesitation apart from pain of the past. So we have to take the scary step. We have to take the scary leap. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. You can't delay this anymore. And you can feel it. I know you can. I know you can feel it. I don't know if it was this like crazy Jupiter Uranus conjunction in Taurus or what. I mean, I'm always coming at the astrology after the fact. I heard about it, I think the day before, but I'm just at a point where, and I know I've said this before and I apologize for repeating myself, but I've stopped tuning into the astrology in a like advanced knowing more like predictive way because it just doesn't serve me. It just causes me to get all up in my head about shit that is just ultimately going to happen anyway. So I enjoy experiencing it more through my own, like my own life and just feeling the energy. And plus it's really cool for me to find out like, oh, that's the energy I've been tuning into. Oh, that's the energy I've been channeling. Huh, I didn't even know it was an astrological thing. So I don't know if it's this conjunction that just happened or what, but there like something really transformative happened last week. And for me, it's like a tiny, very quiet, almost imperceptible change, but it's also huge. It's huge, huge, huge. And I think a lot of us are experiencing that. And so this reading is really saying that like you're holding yourself back and you're holding yourself back based on past hurts. And those hurts really hurt. And it can seem hard to let go of them, especially if you've carried them for a very long time. Like again, I was using the analogy of a breakup to try and explain the energy of the Eight of Cups, but really what's coming through here is like times in the past where you have been hurt for showing up as your authentic self, whether in this life or in past lives. And that hurt, like sometimes it was like extremely traumatic. You know, we talked a few weeks ago, the week of the eclipse, the solar eclipse, we talked about the witch wound and how like the deep, deeply painful witch wound is being excavated and brought to the surface. And that's what it kind of, that's what I'm understanding here is the really, really intensely painful times in our collective and like personal soul history where we have been persecuted, martyred, tried, tortured, accused, executed for being our authentic selves in one way or the other. And the horrible irony is that often we weren't even being our authentic selves. Often we were being completely misunderstood. We weren't even in our authenticity. We weren't even expressing our true self. And if we were, it was like the tiniest little piece of our true selves. But the effect of it is still the same. The message was still like, you are not safe to be you. You are not safe to show up. You are not safe to carry this magic. You are not safe to carry these gifts. You are not safe to be sensitive to yourself, to others. The safest thing to do is close the fuck off and just like insulate yourself and disconnect yourself from your own pain, from the pain of others, so that you don't have to feel it. So you can just like get through the rest of this incarnation. That's the net effect of all of those accumulated experiences that we've had. And then there's also the things that we've experienced in this life. Every time that we've been made fun of, every time that we've been ridiculed, every time you were mocked for having a stutter or a stammer when you were younger, any time that people like laughed at you for, you know, being excited or passionate about something. If you were a nerdy kid in school and you just got so excited about your science projects and you were laughed at and shamed by your peers or even your adults, you know, sometimes like we as adults, sometimes adults are fucking assholes and we know that, like really, truly just inappropriately cruel to children and dismissive. And that's always coming from a place of their own like deep wounding and pain, but it does not in any way minimize the effect of their cruelty and the harshness of their judgment and criticism. However, sometimes adults are not even realizing that they're being assholes and they're just kind of like joking about our cuteness or whatever, but it's in a way that's nonetheless is experienced and received by us in our child consciousness as being like, I don't know. It's almost like a, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Damn it. Like our power is being shrunken. It's being reduced to like just cute kid stuff, you know? Like, I don't know. There's just so many ways that we have been hurt. So many ways that we've been hurt around our authentic selves. And it's holding us back. And that is not serving us at all. And this is the time for you to let that go. And I realize when I say let it go, it's way easier said than done. I mean, for myself, I had this wounding. Absolutely. It's not there anymore. Do you know how amazing and fucking free that is? Like, even if I weren't making enough money to survive off of in this business, which I am, but even if I weren't, like way more important and way more valuable than the money piece is just the freedom that I feel now compared to the way that I felt in 2019 and earlier in my life. Just like I was always suppressing myself. Always. I was never letting anyone see the real, full, true me. And it feels so much better to be the way that I am right now. But to let go of all that pain from my own Akasha, as well as from this lifetime, it wasn't just something I did instantly in one fell swoop. It's almost like we are kept in place by an electric fence. We're kept in a pen by an electric fence. And that electric fence is not, the voltage is not strong enough to kill us or even injure us. but it is enough to give us a zap that is very painful and unpleasant, or, you know, like dog collars, whatever, same thing. And so we have allowed ourselves to be penned in by this current of self-protection, because it is a self-protection. Like, what that electric fence is not, that's not, I was going to say it's not a false matrix thing. I mean, it kind of is, but they didn't put up the electric fence. We are the ones who put up the electric fence in response to all the false matrix trauma we've experienced. But we are the ones who have created this electric fence. It's a part of ourselves that is coded to self-preserve. So we've put up this electric fence, and it's to keep us from ever feeling that level of pain and trauma again. But it's also keeping us in an unfulfilled version of ourselves. And, you know, we've had to settle for that for a long time, through many generations and many, many, many lifetimes. But that's not this lifetime anymore. This is the life where we get to reclaim all that we are. And we get to be fully expressed, we get to be seen, and we get to attract people who are ready for us and who love us. And we will receive haters, we will receive critics. I receive haters and critics in very small numbers, I gotta say. I'm extremely lucky. But I, you know, I've also felt the way that I have contorted myself, or maybe like been selective about the more triggery things that I have to say so that I don't receive haters. So I'm still responding to my own electric fence, but goddamn, I feel so much freer than I did, you know, back in 2019. So for me, the process of letting go of that emotional pain, the memory of that emotional pain and the way it was holding me back, it started in so many ways with a willingness to go live on my personal Facebook profile. I think I did like a 7-day live challenge on my personal Facebook profile, and it was so hard, but it also did help me to see that I'm safe to do that. Whereas before, I did not feel safe. I couldn't have imagined. There was like the best parts of me, the true parts of me were never revealed anywhere. It's not really something you let go of all at once. And that's not necessarily the path for you either. I'm not saying the solution for everybody is to go live on Facebook at all, especially like Facebook might not be the vibe for everyone. But that was what I needed to do, and it was very effective for me. But the point is that there's some kind of process. It's like you basically have to like push yourself past that electric buzz response that hurts. It hurts emotionally. And it causes anxiety, and it causes like literal survival reactions, literal like feelings that you're going to die if you push through that boundary, through that fence, that invisible dog fence. You got to push past it. And when you break beyond the range of that fence, it doesn't matter if you still have the collar on or not. You're not getting zapped anymore. And even if you do get zapped, you know that actually it's fine. Doesn't matter. You're okay. You're not going to die. So it's time to let go. Okay. It's time to let go of the thing that's been holding you back. It's time to step onto your path. Don't hesitate anymore. This is your time. You came here for this. You were born for this. Whatever this may be for you, but based on the oracle cards, I'm guessing that who I'm really speaking to with this reading are all of you beautiful souls that know that you're here to be of service and to create something that helps others. And probably to receive money in exchange, although that isn't necessarily the case. And like, if you just know that you're not here to receive money in exchange for what you want to do, but you're still like vibing with this energy report, then, you know, please continue listening. So the next oracle card that I pulled, immerse yourself, training, learning new hobbies and passions. That's what let me know. I was like, okay, I'm talking to all my people who are on the fence, who know that they're probably here to start a spiritual business. They are here to really like own the fact that they have gifts of some kind or another and start developing those gifts either through, obviously like psychic school. That's what I'm offering right now, but it could be through somebody else's program too. Like, this isn't meant to be a sales pitch. This is literally the message that is coming through. It could be a certification that you really know you're here to do right now. It could be a new modality that you know you're here to learn. It could be any number of things. It could just be that you're already doing work in this general area, but you're being called to expand in a new direction and really claim it and really own it. Like, I've spoken to two yoga teachers this week who have gifts beyond teaching yoga in the more traditional way, spiritual gifts, and they're feeling very called to take those gifts and, you know, share them, but it feels to them like it's got to be almost in a way like something separate from yoga. But actually, it's just like, just take what you're doing in yoga and expand it. And it's always so scary to do that. It feels like, oh my God, but that's not what people want from me there. How do you know? They probably do. That's probably why they're going to your yoga classes, because there's something different about you and they're just waiting for you to share it. They're just waiting. And they don't necessarily know that on a conscious level, but they, when they hear you start talking about it, they're going to be like, oh my God, yes, yes. Like, ah, oh, this is what I've been thinking about. This is what I've been talking about. It's been what I'm waiting for. Whatever it is, there's some new direction that you are being called to go, and it's kind of scary and it's a big fucking deal. And that's why it's scary, but it's time for you to go there. It's time for you to step onto the path in a serious way. I slightly wish that it didn't say new hobbies, because hobbies kind of implies that it's like a for funsies thing that is of no real consequence. But the energy of this whole entire reading is the opposite of that. So I also want to impart upon you that there's no benefit to you like seeing it and setting it up, or just like understanding it, engaging with it through the lens of a hobby. That's still a safety zone. That's still a comfort zone. If that's what you need to do to get started, then so be it. If the alternative, like if taking it more seriously and legitimizing it beyond a hobby is a non-starter for you, then completely disregard what I'm saying and just start where you can. But the energy that is coming through, the messages, all the energy I've been picking up on for weeks, and like here it is, bam, in an array of cards that I couldn't possibly have planned better. There's no way I could have planned this better. This is like the clearest depiction of the energy I've been connecting with, is that it's not a hobby. This is serious. This is a serious path. You're here to contribute something of great value and great importance. And that doesn't always mean like high level visibility where everybody can like see you and you have an Instagram channel or a YouTube channel or what have you. Again, I feel like I always need to emphasize that, because your path does not have to look like mine at all. And if you're somebody who is meant to sort of be more like a wallflower, just know that you can still honor your natural energy. In fact, everybody benefits more when you do honor your natural energy, but that what you're being called to do is highly impactful. It's very important. Everything in the universe is here in support of you stepping into this right now. Everything. That's what the Sun card is telling you. This is your time. It's your time. Not only your time to shine, but also the sun is shining on you. This is a lifetime that you've been waiting for many incarnations. This opportunity is finally here. And can you imagine how you'll feel at the end of this life if you, like, you're like, wow, I didn't do it because I was held back by the fear of other people's judgment, or I was held back by the memory of like pain from when I was younger, or the way that people made fun of me or whatever. You know, there's like, the reason we use the analogy of a life review is because that's when everything becomes clear. That's when like the stakes are so... Sorry, my daughter is having an epic level meltdown in the background. Okay. the reason that we use the, you know, the analogy or the scenario of getting to the end of our lives, being on our deathbed and our final hours and our life review, whatever, is because that's when everything becomes clear and you realize, like, what the fuck was I thinking? What was I doing? Like, other people's judgment is not important. It feels that way sometimes. It feels that way, but it's not important. What is important is that you take this beautiful, juicy, thick incarnation opportunity you have been offered, that you've been given with this life that you're living, and you like literally seize it and you make the most of it. You absolutely like grasp it and savor the living, breathing shit out of it and show up as powerfully as you can for each and every one of your remaining days, because what the fuck else is there to do here? What else are we doing here? Nothing else. So then the next oracle card that I pulled, Akasha, is that your guidance is divinely guided. And for once, I'm actually going to read the little description that she wrote, because I just want you to know that this is not just coming from me, okay? This is coming from Rebecca Campbell. Okay, so the last two paragraphs of this little description say, if you are waiting for a sign to proceed, this card is it. You are likely living out an important part of your soul's journey, and you are exactly where you need to be. This is very exciting indeed. It is time to call in the support of your helpers, both in the physical realm and the spirit world, to trust the signs coming, to take note of your dreams, to notice any feelings or visions that you receive, for you are tapping into the wisdom of the Akasha and you are being given the go-ahead to proceed. Hear me, my friends. Like, I mean, I can't really put it better than that, but you know me, I'm going to ramble. I'm going to try. This is bigger than your fear. This is so much bigger than your fear. And while we're at it, let's just go right into the final oracle card. Double mission, light worker, starseed, serve the world by being you. You did not come just to have a human incarnation and just like, you know, whatever, like just be here and do the thing that society tells you that you're supposed to do and live in the boxes that are dictated by your fear of other people's judgment and the expectations that you have trained other people to have of you. Because yes, you have trained them. You've trained them by agreeing to them, by acquiescing to their judgment. You know, you're free to set somebody fucking straight anytime you want. And not in a confrontational way. I know a lot of people fear confrontation. I do too. I am spicy, but I don't, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm afraid of confrontation, but like, I'd definitely rather win you over with smiles and jokes and love than to, you know, be like spicy and saucy and lead with that. I don't love getting in fights with people. And once upon a time, I did fear confrontation, but there's also a nice edge in me that is ready to like set people straight. It wasn't always there. I suppressed it for a long time. I was born with it. My God, I was a firecracker. But you are free to set people straight. If they have an idea of you that you are not interested in contorting yourself to fit into anymore, you are very free to set people straight in a loving but clearly boundaried way. And boundaries just means that you're like letting them know that you're not taking the bait. You're not having this argument. You're not working at this job because that's what they want from you and that's what they expect of you. Just because you've done it for a long time doesn't mean you have to do it forevermore. You are totally free to just like trade in all of those expectations and decide to honor yourself and the reason that you came to be in this incarnation. It's fucking time, my friends, for so many of you. It's time. I wanted to tell you a little bit about an experience I had this morning while I was at the gym of this energy that the Sun card is depicting. So for a while, by the way, going to the gym has been the best. I mean, a bunch of you are probably gym people anyway, and you're like, duh, Amy. But for me, it's not really in turning into a gym person per se. It's because I have been held back for a long time by a fear of having an asthma attack. And it sounds really stupid, but when I was a little kid, I had very bad asthma, and I would get really bad asthma attacks from physical exertion, from anything that got my heart rate up and, you know, therefore my breath rate up. So on a somatic, like tissue body level, I have avoided doing cardio for my whole adult life. Now, that doesn't mean I never get my heart rate up, but it just means that I haven't been like a very active person. I certainly have never gone to the gym to do cardio. And this year I was like, fuck that. I'm not being held back by this anymore. I can really tell that I need to move past that electric fence, and that I'm not doing it to have a hotter body. I'm doing it to show myself that I don't need to be limited by these fears or like these responses within myself by that electric fence. Anyway, so a few weeks ago while I was at the gym, I was just feeling so good. I actually love doing cardio, and I was having such a great time, and I just closed my eyes and turned my face upwards, almost like as though I could feel the sun shining on it, even though I'm indoors in a gym. And all of a sudden I got this image of money pouring down all over me and just like showering down on me. And I was like, whoa. And it was preceded by this feeling of like a membrane was finally, like a membrane that was holding all of that money up away from me was dissolving. And then all of a sudden there was just this little pop, and all the money just came pouring down. This was a vision, an emotional vision. So then I've been playing with that and kind of meditating to it every, like most days of the week for a while. And today while I was at the gym, I had something happen to me last week. Like I said, it was very quiet, very imperceptible, but a really, really big shift. It's like an actual thing that's happened, and it was a big shift. And it cracked my heart open. I'm so tender-hearted right now. Like, I could cry at the drop of a hat. It's so interesting. And that, it's almost uncomfortable, like how tender-hearted and sensitive I am. But also like it's hugely expanding my psychic sensitivity even more. And while I was at the gym, I did my thing where I'm like, you know, whatever, cardioing, sort of like pedal walking, I'm feeling great. And I closed my eyes and turned my face up to receive that cascade of money. But instead of like showering down on me, like it was landing in my face, and instead of it being money, it just felt like sunshine that represented everything, and it was pouring into my heart. And what I understood is that everything is available to us. Everything. Like, I mean, everything is available. There are no limits anymore. This feels like a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus energy. There are no limits. The limits are all imaginary, and I can feel and understand that in a very like integrated way. This is not, you know, it's not just a concept to me. It's like factual. I can feel, I know factually that there are no limits, in the same sense that if this were all a holographic simulation, which it is, then there are no limits. Because it's a holographic simulation. So all of the things that we think are, you know, like all the ways that we examine it from a more like rational perspective, and we're like, well, growth is going to take this much time, or I'm going to have to whatever, like it's going to take this long before I meet this person, and then I'm starting my business. How long is it going to take before I start making any real money? Like none of that. None of those rules apply. None of that applies. And the energy right now is perfect for us to let go of those limitations, both the emotional ones and the sort of rational ones, and just let ourselves go for it, whatever that may mean. In whatever way you have been holding yourself back, it is time to stop holding yourself back. It is time to let all of it pour into you because it's there. And there is no membrane holding it back anymore. There is no veil holding it back. You have to find that feeling inside of yourself before waiting for the hologram to reflect it to you, because that's how manifestation works. But I don't know, like, I really want to drive this home, but it's very, very difficult to explain without just sounding like woo-woo and new agey and manifesty and whatever. It's like, it's a literal thing. What I'm saying is a fact. I can't back it up with science because I'm not a scientist. But what I'm saying is that there is nothing that is limiting you but yourself now. And that may trigger you depending on what's going on in your life. And if it does, I'm sorry. It's not my intention to cause you anger or frustration or pain. But I advise that you be willing to examine it more deeply. Take an edible, eat some mushroom chocolate or something, like do a breathwork ceremony, something that allows you to shift your perspective so that you can see the truth of the fact that everything is available for you right now. The sun is shining on you right now. That has not always been true in the past. That has not always been true. And it is true right now. This is your time. This is your lifetime. This is what you came here to do. And just fucking do it already. And of course, there is some beautiful light language that wants to come through after such a powerful reading. This one feels really directly connected to the Akasha card. Ke e taro horo isa e turo intro ate a I kuro a I shuno se ta aro in ta I kuro a tro ati I I kuro e a I sono to I kuro firia ke an I turo a I san I nasna I kuro a I tifino ke a I soro te I kuro ti salamente iria ke a totrio o. I sono be I kasha, I tono a I kutrio te ishnea a te o, I suro to, I fa, I ta ania asha I koro e sa I toro a. Okay, my beautiful friends, I really hope that this message landed because it's really important, it's really powerful. I love you so much. As always, I invite you to hit reply to this email or email me if you're hearing this somewhere else and let me know how this is landing and how this is resonating for you. There's a really big shift that's occurring, a really big shift. I'm here for it. I know you're here for it. You are not alone in this. We are literally, there are a bunch of us that are here in this together. So I can't wait to see what you create and what you courageously move into. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will catch you in the next private podcast episode.